Meeting to order for January 8th. Paul, would you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I have approval of the minutes of the December 4th meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Questions or changes? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning. I just have one quick one for you this morning. A new preschool contract for a speech language pathologist, Amy McLaughlin, and she lives in Corning. It'd be the same rates as all the others.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. I did want to just let you know, a few months ago, you approved us to purchase that vending machine, harm reduction vending machine, under a grant that has been delivered. It's out at the outside of the Addison Fire Department building. It is not filled yet with the inventory, only because we have to wait for the technician to come down and do some training to our staff on how to manage it. And we're hopeful that'll happen any day. As soon as it does, we'll get it filled up and it'll be in use. But it's there. Addison Fire Department and community seems to be very, very happy that it's there. So I just wanted to let you know that it happened. We just got to get it going now.
Ready?
Sure. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. Good morning, Gabe.
Two things this morning. The first is we are looking at a possible new location for our Hornell Senior Center. Do you want to weigh in a little more on that, Jack? Or?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. So I think many of you recall conversations over the past probably 7 years about the Hornell Senior Center and the fact that, even talking with the mayor and others, you know, that location, for those who aren't familiar, on Broadway is probably not ideal. We've worked with the city to try to keep, you know, the infrastructure together. We've had ceilings that have come down that we've worked with Buildings and Grounds. Our Buildings and Grounds staff have done some kind of shared service work with the city of Hornell, because the city of Hornell, I should have said, owns that building. They make it work. They have, you know, good interaction, but not ideal for those who've been around. We have been keeping our eye on tax foreclosed properties in Hornell for years now to see if something became available that was commercial space that would have better parking, better visibility, better availability. Gabe was approached by the YMCA of Hornell, or YMCA of Dansville, Hornell, whatever the name is, but the Y in Hornell. Paul, be familiar, but what used to be the urgent care building across the street from the Y was purchased by an individual who is donating it to the YMCA. There are restrictions. They're doing daycare. So the Y is in the process of applying for an OCFS license for daycare. It is gutted. The building is down to the studs on the inside. Gabe and I toured it right before Christmas and with the mayor and with the director of the Y. Parking is excellent. Between the Y and the parking for that former urgent care. And the concept would be the main floor. There's a basement and then there's a main floor that you walk into. One side would be childcare, and there's all the regulations about secure access where only people can get into the childcare area that they're working on. The concept would be about, what would you say, Gabe, a third?
Yeah,
of that floor
of this space
would be possible senior center. It would include, we need four offices?
Offices, yeah.
Four offices, because we do have staff stationed there. And then a big flex space, a kitchen, which we do have over at the other senior center. So it would be essentially, it could be built the way that we wanted it to be built. We talked about different models. The difference is we're paying the city of Hornell not a lot, $5,000 a year-ish for rent. In our current space, rent would certainly be more expensive if we moved into that. We'd have a couple options and have to work with Tim on, you know, how we could make some of this stuff work. But the Livingston County is actually working with this Y organization to place services in their, they're upgrading the Dansville Y. And so Livingston County is working to place services there as well. So they have familiarity on working with this. We have the potential to a couple things. Either the Y would pay all the costs for, you know, architect, engineer, construction. They would give us flexibility in working together to make sure the space suits our needs. And then all of those costs would be built into the monthly rent. You know, we'd have a term, probably a 5-year term, where it'd be, you know, in the $30,000 to $40,000 range per year. The other option would be if we wanted to take another look and front some capital costs, we'd get a reduced rate over that term. And they are talking in the neighborhood of $100,000 to $120,000, you know, if we were willing, you were willing to front some capital, that would then reduce our monthly rent. The space, I mean, I'll let Gabe knows far more about the services and the potential over there, but I think it's personally a great opportunity. I think the space would be tremendous. I think the access for seniors would be great. I think for the home delivered meals aspect, that kitchen would be really well utilized. I think it's a really, really good opportunity and probably the best one we're going to find in the foreseeable future. So wanted to talk to you about your thoughts on, because we don't want to work on this any further if you folks aren't interested in exploring it. But if you are, can work with Tim, can work with the Y, can work with Gabe and, you know, get some more details. The hope would be, if you are interested, that sometime March, April-ish, we could finalize an agreement so that the Y knows, okay, we are going to occupy this space and they can construct the facility with that in mind. Because if you're not interested, which this is 100% your call, obviously, then the Y would pivot and do something different with that building. So.
Very good.
Jack, I just have a couple of questions. So if we contribute capital, does that mean our public works people can contribute to the?
I wouldn't say that our public works people or buildings and grounds would help out with that, because the way that the Y is going to do it is they're going to bid out full construction. So I don't think there's a much of a potential of that. It would be more contributing cash.
Yeah. Okay. So will they be serving senior lunches there as well?
Yes. Yeah. We will continue to serve senior lunches. And it'll be an easier accessible space. Right now we get a lot of comments on difficulty with parking, and this move would eliminate that issue.
Yeah, that's really nice about that building. Of course, I'm going to be biased since it's taking place in Hornell, but that building's been vacant for a long time and it's great. Got great visibility. Also, like you said, there's a place you can pull up into the building. It's got where it's got coverage,
a canopy,
cars come through, and it'd be a great spot for people to pick up meals and to for senior citizens to, you know, enter and get out, leave the building.
And that side would be the entrance to the senior center. So if you went under that canopy and walked into that door, the senior center would be to the right. Child care would be to the left and then around. And then to Paul's point, they also talked about putting in an extra door. So if you're at the door under the canopy to the right, right where the kitchen will be, with a new sidewalk where the workers for the home delivered meals can just walk right out there, load up the vans and nice. Go. Yeah.
What kind of numbers we get over there, Gabe?
As far as attendees, it yeah. was pretty minimal.
Yeah,
and we've so. Changed some programming around, and we're averaging anywhere from 15 to 30 people a day.
So I think we owe it to our people in Hornell to do this. Do we have an idea of what the new cost would be for rent if we didn't do the capital?
Between $30,000 and $40,000 a year.
You mean if we did the cap?
No, well, right now we're paying $5,000.
Right, but that's going to change too.
Well, I understand. I'm just asking, do we have an idea of what it would cost if we don't do the capital, just do the rent?
Between $30,000 a year.
I think it might 30 make and 40, sense 000. If no, we proceed, we get more details so that we can have a ultimately a decision of option A,
yeah.
whether there's capital costs involved or and mm-hmm. option B if not. So that mm-hmm. I think
I don't.
That think sounds like we should proceed.
Understand. I don't think we understand her question correctly. She must know if we don't put any money into it.
Yeah.
What would the rent be? If we paid the capital, either way, we have to pay the money, whether it's going to be through the rent or upfront.
Right. But I just wondered if we have an idea what the rent would
yes.
be.
Yes. So between $30,000 and $40,000 a year, I would say. If we put capital, you probably cut that in half, $10,000 to $20,000 a year.
And is there a length of the contract?
We'd normally do a 5-year term for these kind of things. It'd be a triple net lease, is the way we normally do it. Maybe a shared building, maybe it wouldn't be triple net, but yeah. So on one hand, I think you have 30 to 40 if we don't front any money, probably 10 to 20 if you do.
I mean, I think you mean 10 to 15 is even reasonable. You know, $5,000 is that's.
Yeah, we're getting a deal. Yeah,
join the meeting.
Kelly?
If we prepay for capital, is that considered prepaid rent, or does that change the project itself and make it subject to the state rate wages or anything like that?
It doesn't loop in prevailing wage or anything like that. We work with Tim to structure it. So it's essentially, like you said, you know, a prepay of rent for a reduced rate. Yeah.
And would the change that we've been anticipating and making for being able to do longer lease contracts, would that potentially apply here if we wanted it to?
Like a 10-year?
Potentially.
Okay.
Potentially.
I do also think that this is a good move. It's a good investment. It's a good use of a building. It's better parking, better accessibility. And it's also on Carol's list of priorities for her committee. So she gets the award for already working on one of hers. So I think that this is a really, really good idea.
Yeah, and I'd just like to reiterate Jack's points. You know, we've been looking for a number of years, and the conditions that they've been working under, you know, are less than perfect. So,
yeah.
So James, you suggested that we get more information. Do you still want to do that, or?
Yeah, I mean, I believe the consensus is to proceed, but we do need to make a financial decision. So I think we need to be able to compare with more details.
Right. We could,
what would be the
for next the month, benefit. We could bring you, like you said, James, option A. Here's the square foot cost per month with no capital. Option B, here's the capital investment and the square foot cost with that.
Yep.
Thank you.
I would agree with Kelly. If you're going to put capital up front, then you extend the term. Use that as a carrot and get 10 years out of it.
Yep.
And the Hornell City is fine with us abandoning their.
The mayor went on the tour with us. He I don't want to speak for him because he's not here, but my sense, Gabe was at the meeting too, was he thought it'd be great for seniors in Hornell.
I think it's a better use of the buildings downtown, because that building's been vacant for some time now, and it's a nice structure. We're you know, Broadway, they can find something else to fill that spot. So I think it's definitely a better fit for this option, and the mayor probably know. I think he probably sees that.
Joe?
And what would happen with the former site?
Up to the city.
Okay.
The city owns the building, like Paul said. I mean, there's options. I know the DRI is still an open topic. Maybe they can maybe they can find another use. The mayor didn't bring up any concerns. Again, I don't want to speak for him, but in our meeting, he didn't bring up any concerns about us leaving the building. He just kind of expressed this would be good for the city.
Okay.
Do you know, do you have a time frame of when this will be completed, or if we go this way?
They want to put bids out. They said April, May.
Yeah, they had a rather aggressive timeline. It would look like it would be, they'd like the project completed. They were estimating of March of 2026.
So, which to put out bids for engineering, get it engineered, and then get it constructed is pretty fast.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll address it next
month. So we'll bring that back to you next month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And my second item is a budget transfer from our ProAction employment line to our New York Connect salary line for $28,016.61.
Motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gabe. Morning, Lynn.
Morning.
Morning.
We have a couple of contract amendments for 2025. Our first one is for our psychiatric nurse practitioner, Nancy Huey. We did not include a COLA in her contract, so we're looking to amend it. She had asked for just under a 2%. She asked for $2,080 to be added, so her it would go from $106,080 to $108,160.
Motion.
Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Our second is asking for approval to amend our contract with Clarity Wellness. We got to add in the additional state aid funding we had gotten in 2024 for some of their beds. So their state aid funding is actually $550,553, not $412,267. So we'd like to amend the contract to the appropriate amount. And that's all state aid from OMH.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn. Oh, Lynn, I'm sorry.
Lynn, where do we stand with Trellis?
The contracts were all just signed maybe a week ago. And so now we'll have to have our set up the meetings to decide which videos, what campaigns we want and that type of thing.
Waiting for their payment.
Or
just invoice. They will set up a meeting with us to talk about, to finalize the next steps as far as kicking off.
Can you let us know when those meetings occur?
Sure.
Thank you.
Questions? Thank you, Lynn. Okay. Wanted to talk about United Way?
Yes. Apologies. Let me get back to my agenda. So the United Way contract for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, you have $20,000 in your budget. This is bringing to you to execute contract and payment, contract extension and payment.
Motion.
Okay. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
What you gonna say?
Carried.
Thank you.
Okay, the one thing.
Dolly Parton doesn't write the books or something. She says it every time we talk about this.
I just think 20,000 is a lot of money.
The next thing we have is our committee priorities for 2025. So I've given our committee, and the challenging thing is we have five departments versus one. So you'll have to bear with us a little bit. Okay, under community services, we will continue to have the salary increases and the vacancies filled. So that's for community services, and the same thing for Department of Social Services. We'd like to make sure the vacancies are a high priority. Joe, do you want to talk about that at all, or
say that about that? It's just that was pretty much my goal. You know, I know I've brought this up a couple times, but you know, back in June when our community services and social services had so many vacancies, it was to the point where, to me, it was embarrassing. and how, you know, Lynn and Kathy have done a phenomenal job with what they have. But there's so many links missing, and it's real. All the complaints I've had as a legislator have been with, you know, sometimes in social services and community services, and it's all related to the lack of staff. So I still think it's, you know, the increase in salaries is a good first step, but we got to continue to look at ways to fill some of those, not just the clinicians, but the clerical positions as well.
Okay, and the next one under community services is Joe again. Continue supporting the Bridge of Hope Center in Corning that houses the homeless. And
and they have their grand opening coming up next month. They've made some big strides. James had pretty much a general topic that we continue to look at homelessness. Mine was a little more specific, but I think not just the Bridges of Hope, but pretty much what James put down as his goal was to let's keep homelessness at the top of one of our priorities for this coming year.
So Bridge of Hope, is that, it's a homeless center, homelessness center?
Bridges of Hope is the homeless center that was used to be the old
Lando's
building.
Bridge of Hope is actually the community center downstairs.
Right, it's not the hotel.
The homeless set is the rooms upstairs, yeah. But the Bridge of Hope is the, well, I hate calling it a community center, but that's where we approved opioid settlement money last month to take care of the case manager's salary and the equipment that's needed to make that a viable area for agency, satellite agencies, and offices for helping anybody, not just the people that live in that building, but anybody in the community that needs help.
And he's made a number of improvements on the facility itself. And, you know, bring a clinician in to actually work with some of the services of the people that are housed there. Not only that, but they allow walk-ins to go as well. So they've renovated the bottom part, you know, where the bar used to be and the dance floor and all that stuff. I haven't been in there, but they have the grand opening next month and should be all completed. So they've really added some good stuff to it. And
despite the pushbacks from the city.
Pardon?
Despite pushbacks from the city. That's and right. Everybody on Bridge Street. Yeah.
But I think things are starting to quiet down a little. There's still some grumbling here and there, but
nobody wants it in their backyard.
Yeah.
But it is much improved from where it started.
Absolutely.
This should be, I mean, the case manager's been on a whole year, right? She's been there a year already working with people. And now this is just to formalize it and have the satellite offices there, and, you know.
And to go back what James' priority was, you know, I think we really need to deal with the homelessness. I mean, we've got a number of sites where we place the homeless in some of the hotels in Steuben County, and a lot of them are full. So what do? You know, when they're full, and we've got people from, you know, Corning being housed up in, you know, someplace because that's the closest place we can find, you know, a room available. So it's something we really need to continue to look at.
It's not going away, that's for sure.
Okay, and the next one under community services is this from James, expand optimize mental health program offering. So if you want to elaborate on that a little bit, do you have any thoughts on?
Sure. I want to make sure that we are looking at every available option to us. I know you probably already are, but the idea here is to keep it as a priority, that mental health is something that this body is looking at and wants to address and support every effort of our departments. I think as the policymaking body, we also can look at other ways to allow various programs either to get off the ground quicker or faster, or become more efficient, whether they need more staff, money, whatever it might be, something along those lines. But it's meant to be stating that mental health in this county is a priority for us and that we will do whatever we can and learn from other counties, what other state offerings, federal offerings are available and come available in the future. That's what I would like to keep on here. And that's why I put it.
And under Department of Social Services, same thing as under community services, continue to look at the vacancies and see if we can get those filled.
Yeah.
The other one is under James. It's articulate strategies to address chronic homelessness in our county. And I think that coincides with the Bridge of Hope. And
Well, it does. I mean, Bridge of Hope is one
entity,
arrow in the quiver. It's one piece, one component. I think we need to look at housing broader than just what's already been done in Corning. I think we need to look at the services that support, you know, walk-ins, transitions, all the pieces that maybe we have in place, but maybe aren't all working together. So it's meant to, I think, as a committee, we can start to build the strategy of how this county is recognizing and addressing homelessness, whether it's one-offs or if it's continued. That's what I think we need to be looking at and understand a little bit more. So,
okay, thank you. And the next one is a strategic distribution of opioid settlement funds. James, do you want to talk about that?
Sure. This just goes to the fact that, you know, the opioid settlement allows for four buckets of use for the funds. And I think, what we've done so far has been piecemeal. It's letting those that come to us say, we've got this idea, we can do it. I think there's a way that we should at least start to build a strategy around where we want to go and what we ultimately want to build and offer with those funds, and how do we get there with those pieces. So I think it's beyond just saying, all right, we're doing a grant offering or a grant round of grants. You know, Trinity, and God bless the people that have come in so far and are willing to take on new programs and try new things. But I think that is turning out to be a little bit more of a, we're spreading it around, and maybe that's not the most efficient way of saying, this is what we want to do, and let's use the money to achieve that. So I think it just needs to be considered, and that's why it's on.
The next department is Office for the Aging, and we just talked about the one we have is the Hornell Senior Center, and I think we've talked about that, so we'll have more information next month. The other one that the Office for the Aging is looking at working on is what they call a life biomemory group. And it's where seniors work together with their families to create a history of generational information through pictures and writings. It's a support group for families. Anything else we can add to that? The next one we have is utilize the senior companion grant to match older adults with other older adults, allowing them to build relationships and companionship. So I think that's an admirable goal. So any questions on that? Okay, Veterans Services. This priority is to upgrade the County Veterans Services website for our veterans, armed forces, and dependents. And by updating that and improving the website, we can add links to other support groups and services. And that would be available to all the veterans in our county. The next, any comments on that? The next one is increase outreach and focus toward newer and younger veterans that live in Steuben County. And I think that the upgrading of the website will also lead to better outreach there. So
yeah.
I think we could link those two together.
Are you aware of that veterans group that gets together every month?
Pardon me?
Veterans group that gets together every month?
Yeah. They,
and they have different activities.
The Dwyer group. Yeah. And in fact, I think Gary, we were talking about having them come to be the representing the chairman's meeting, and so we're looking into that. So that'll give us more information as well. The last thing under Veteran Services is delivering services and relief to all county veterans, and I think those can all be lumped together.
And that's what Gary's going to talk about at some point.
That. Pardon me?
You said at some point Gary's going to talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
James, do you want to talk about the one for the delivering services relief?
No, this is just, having Gary come in front and speak to everything that he's been doing and working on as the in the department, I think will help. But the idea is that we are able to then support those efforts. And if there's expansion opportunities to do that, you know, obviously tackling a website is a not a simple thing, but it's certainly a tactical thing. But other ways that we can help build that foundation and or for expansion of the offerings would be what I would meant there.
I wonder what number of veterans are homeless in this county.
I believe the VA tracks some of that data imperfectly, but talking to folks up at the VA, I know that's one of their priorities, or at least last year was one of their priorities they were working on. So I can work with Gary to try to see if we can get some data from the VA.
Thank you.
Okay. And the next one is the Youth Bureau. Bill Cottle graciously sent us a detailed email, and I've attached that. So one of his priorities is continue developing the Center for Youth Services model for the Youth Bureau. So I think if you read his attachment, it will be more detailed. And then the next one is create a support staff position within the Youth Bureau. So in the past, he's had part-time help, I think, and
And this is something that probably next month we will be bringing to you. We've been working with Bill, and I know Bill has shared with me that he's been talking with Lynn. View it kind of like a shared position in a lot of ways. And, you know, I've talked to Bill about this at length, that I don't think the way that we are currently structured in the Youth Bureau, that there's enough workload to support a full-time clerical or assistant, you know, looking at duties and those sort of things. But if we can find a way, especially now with them over in the mental health building, I think, you know, if we can share some responsibilities, Lynn, hopefully that can help Lynn a little bit as well, that I think we can certainly justify it. So our plan is to bring that to you next month.
Okay, thank you. And the other one is, James, you're the idea of enhancing youth engagement. That goes along with, I think, opening the area to won't be more accessible for youth as well. Anything else?
Yeah, I think, there's programs that Bill has in mind. There's programs that he's obviously created and nurtured so far, but this would be seeing what we can do to expand on those, also support the Youth Bureau in meeting his goals, which he laid out very nicely. So,
and the last one is just, it's under all of the above, I think. And James, you can address that if I, policies and programs targeting affordability. So,
sure, I think it should be a priority of this committee, you know, where we can, where we do have purview around food, housing, welfare, if there's ways that we can assist our residents in helping address, you know, some of these the higher pricing and that they're seeing. So this is just kind of putting it out there, saying this is something that we should be thinking about and having as part of our discussions, I think, whenever we talk about program offerings within the various departments.
All right. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
On favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.